Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-50s. We'll see wind gusts at 20. Tonight, cloudy skies, rain likely overnight, lower 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 40. For tomorrow, wintry mix early, then clearing skies, lower 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper teens. As we get into Friday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures around 40 degrees. Right now, it's 52.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden's nominee for Ag Secretary holds some of the same goals as the American Farm Bureau Federation. Correspondent Michael Clements shares what those issues the administration will tackle.
Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall spoke with Agriculture Secretary-designate Tom Vilsack ahead of his confirmation hearing this week. Duvall says they spoke about a variety of issues, including the freezing of the COVID-19 relief package for farmers.
They said the review of the COVID relief would not take long at all. We also talked about the labor issue that we faced on farm for decades now needs reform. He agreed that it is time to get that done. You can't talk about this new administration without talking about their approach on climate. So I expressed to him that we had done a lot of work in the last 2 years to talk about voluntary and market-based climate policies and how we do that to help farmers adapt to continuing to be part of the solution of our climate problems.
Duvall says they also discussed the importance of having enough funding for the Commodity Credit Corporation.
Being secretary in the past for 8 years, he understands the value of the CCC. And I expressed to him that we were very interested in being able to increase that to make sure he had enough borrowing authority to fill the needs of the administration and the farmers. And he also committed to the farm programs and how important they are to farmers.
Duvall adds it's important that Farm Bureau and the administration work together to advance the priorities of agriculture.
To accomplish anything, you got to work together. Mr. Vilsack's been there before. We already have a working relationship with him. And he's going to pick up the reins at USDA and hit the ground running. And we look forward to helping him solve a lot of the big issues that are facing agriculture.
Michael Clements, Washington.
You can find more ag news online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the three-day shutdown from the Kansas Department of Labor's website, it is back up and running as of yesterday, but many are still reporting having issues when they try to log into their accounts. KWCH News reports that the KDOL shut down the website in order to try and prevent some of the fraudulent claims by putting in a two-step verification process. And the department said that yesterday, once the website did come back up, more than 11,000 claimants attempted to verify their identity on the website, and more than 9,000 of them were approved. However, some claimants are still frustrated, waiting for their money to come in, saying that they haven't received unemployment checks since the beginning of December. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment did report some good news earlier this week, as the state did report less than 2,000 new COVID-19 cases for the first time since October. Yesterday, the KDHE did report 1,983 new COVID-19 cases from over the weekend. The state also reported 30 new deaths and 72 new hospitalizations. 6.5% of the population has also been vaccinated. Mid-America Network News.
Hoglaw Livestock Special Stockroom Feeder Sale Thursday, February the 4th, selling 4,500 head. Sale time, 9 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock loads and part loads. Rick Bodenhammer and Seth Murdoch, 400 Angus steers, heifers, 6 1/4 to 900 pounds. Stephen Ann Day, 365. Charlay Angus Cross steers, heifers, 6 1/2 to 9. Ron and Leanne Graham, 150 Angus Cross steers, heifers, 4 1/2 to 6 1/2. Larry and Les Frederick, 150 Angus, black white face steers, they're weighing 6 1/2 to 8. Two Iron LLC, Wenzel Partnership, 200 Angus heifers, 5 1/4 to 6 1/2. And Matt and Alyssa Lake with 149 Angus, black white face, red white face steers, heifers, they're 6 weights. View all of our high quality and valued consignments at OglawLive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Thursday, February the 4th. 4,500 head of Stalkers Feeders Ogallala Livestock.
The Johnson County Sheriff's Office has identified skeletal remains found last month in northeastern Kansas near Gardner Lake. KDAF-TV reports that officials announced yesterday that the remains are those of 48-year-old Matthew Lee Mannion. Officials say the cause of death remains under investigation. Mannion's remains were found back on January 11th near the lake located just north of Gardner and recovered by crime scene investigators and detectives the next day. No other information on Mannion or the investigation were immediately released. In other news, two Wichita police officers suffered minor injuries when their car was hit while pursuing a suspect. Wichita Police Lieutenant Scott Moon said the chase began early yesterday when police approached a person suspected for trying to break into vehicles. Moon said during the chase, a vehicle hit a patrol car from behind with enough force to launch the car into a parking lot. The vehicle then drove over several obstacles and hit a second police vehicle. Police then called off the chase. The suspect was later arrested. KAKE News reports that two officers were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. Police are still looking for the suspect. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. A Nebraska lawmaker urging her colleagues to create a state commission to study how to pay for K-12 public schools, an issue that has become a contentious one as some senators push for lower property taxes. Senator Wendy DeBoer of Bennington says the commission could look for ways to pay for schools other than property taxes while still providing equal educational opportunities to children around the state. At least 48 cats have been killed in a fire at a western Nebraska house that doubled as an animal shelter. The fire last Friday started in the laundry room of Michelle Tynan's house in Chapel. Tynan is a co-founder of the Nebraska Loves Cats nonprofit. She says she discovered the dryer was on fire when she woke to the smell of smoke. She then called 911 and grabbed as many cats as she could as she ran outside. Tynan said first responders wouldn't let her re-enter the home to rescue more. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Nebraska State News on the Mid-America Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID cases are down dramatically in many rural communities with 34 active cases reported as of Monday in Marshall County with 3 remaining hospitalizations. This was up 4 from late last week. Meanwhile, just 5 active cases in Washington County and none hospitalized marks the lowest count since mid-October. Nemaha County is also down to just 9 active with no hospitalizations. Vaccine efforts continue, now focused on older residents as supplies become available. State Senator Elaine Bowers commented on issues with fraudulent unemployment claims in her first letter home. The Department of Labor testified, along others, in the Senate Commerce Committee specifically on the problem with fraudulent claims in the state. All 50 states are affected. Governor Kelly called for the shutdown of the department's processing system through February 2nd to allow for a new verification process and for staff to catch up on claims waiting for processing. Many people are unaware a claim has been made on their behalf until they receive a notice from the Department of Labor or their employer does. If this happens, immediately go to fraudreport.ks.gov and report the fraudulent claim. You'll receive a confirmation email with a police report case number. The number is an official law enforcement case. You will not have to alert another law enforcement agency. Again, go online to fraudreport.ks.gov. You may take additional steps, contacting the Federal Trade Commission, putting a fraud alert on your credit record with Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion. Contact your local financial providers and check your Social Security earnings statements online to make sure your reported wages are correct. If you need additional help, contact the Senator's office and they will contact the Department of Labor to assist. Senator Elaine Bowers and State Representative Lisa Mosier noted details on the Value Them Both Amendment proposed to the Kansas Constitution with votes in both houses. The amendment serves to protect mothers and babies from the trauma of abortion. The entire legislative session is online at kslegislature.org with an audio-video tab in the upper right corner. Committee meetings continue and work toward a budget proposal will be among upcoming considerations. Charles F. Crist, age 69, of Washington, passed away January 31st. Services will be held at a later date in Missouri. The Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Charles Crist.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever wondered what $999 could get you at Ashley Home Store in Beatrice? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $999. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $999. Amana glass top self-cleaning range and over-the-range microwave, $999. 25-foot chest freezer, $999. Or $42 a month for 24 months. And as always, free shipping to your garage or driveway, Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather for today. High pressure system overhead. We're going to see mostly sunny skies. We have a low. They'll be moving across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. On the warm side of the system, bringing us rain for tonight. Wintry mix as we head into early tomorrow. Otherwise, that will move out. We'll have clearing skies tomorrow afternoon. Dry weather as we head into Friday. Before we see more chances for some scattered snow showers as we head into the weekend and cooler temperatures. So across the area, mostly sunny skies. 53, wind gust at 20. Tonight, cloudy skies, rain overnight, lower 30s. For tomorrow, wintry mix early, then clearing skies at 33. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper teens. As into Friday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, high of 40, and Friday night, mostly cloudy skies. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
Average high temperature, early February, 43, record high in this date, 71. The average low, 19, the record low, 8 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:32. Sunset this evening at 5:50.
From decongestant to deodorizer, mustard has dozens of household uses. We will share a few of its non-hot dog applications today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight. to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 3rd, the 34th day of the year. And illustrator Norman Rockwell was born on this day in 1894. Pastes made from mustard seed have been used for centuries, but the history of prepared mustard in America can only be traced to February of 1854, when the first advertisement appeared in a newspaper. Aside from dressing up hot dogs, it has dozens of practical uses. Gargling with mustard mixed with water, lemon, and honey provides sore throat relief. Use it in place of vapor rub as a chest decongestant. To deodorize pickle or peanut butter jars, mix mustard with hot water and shake vigorously. And if you have several hours to condition your hair, try using mustard oil. We're told it leaves hair silky and shiny. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville celebrates National Catholic School Week this week. They strive to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God in faith and academics, virtues and values, traditions and technology, so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Christ. Brought to you by St. Gregory's PTO in conjunction with KNDY.
Hi, my name is Luke, and I am in fifth grade at St. Gregory School. Today, we celebrate with our nation and the importance of Catholic education. My Catholic education is preparing me for the future and teaching me that I need to contribute to society by being a good citizen. I can do this by volunteering, helping the elder, or picking up trash to show we care about the environment. We are doing several activities today to show our patriotism. First of all, we are encouraging to dress in patriotic clothing, red, white, and blue. I am planning to wear a red shirt and blue jeans to show my patriotism. Our third, fourth, and sixth graders are going to all three nursing homes here in town to sing patriotic songs. To the residents, they will be outside going window to window, singing Grand Old Flag, Yankee Doodle, and God Bless America, among the other selections. Thank you to the families who shared pictures of those family and friends that have served in the military. These pictures are hanging in our hallway to remind us of the service these men and women have shown for their country. We love our veterans and have written many letters to those who have made the honor flight trip to Washington, D.C. And finally, we pray always for our country, but especially so in this scary time in our nation's history. God bless America.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville celebrates National Catholic School Week this week. They strive to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God in faith and academics, virtues and values, traditions and technology, so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Christ. Brought to you by St. Gregory's PTO in conjunction with KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. Sunflower Showdown last night. Christian Braun hit 4 3-pointers and scored 18 points, half of them during an 18-3 charge midway through the second half. And number 23 Kansas rolled past Kansas State 74-51 last night. David McCormack also had 18 points, and Okchai Gbaji added 15 for the Jayhawks, who had lost 4 of 5. Mike McGurl scored 10 points for Kansas State, but was just 3 of 10 from the field, 1 for 6 from beyond the arc. Wildcats have now lost 9 straight. Fred Van Vliet, remember that name? He set a franchise record with 54 points and hit a career-best 11 three-pointers as the Toronto Raptors beat the shorthanded Orlando Magic 123-108 last night. The fifth-year guard out of Wichita State easily topped his previous high of 36 points set last season. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
KAG News, on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Craig Negrelli, Deb Ferris, and KAG First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with KAG sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, KAG News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. KAG News, on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Baseball, Grant Jackson, the winning pitcher in Game 7 of the 1979 World Series for the Pittsburgh Pirates, has died from COVID-19 complications. He was 78. Jackson was a reliable left-hander for 18 seasons in the majors. He was 86-75 with 79 saves and a 3.46 ERA in 692 games from 1965 to 1982. Here's one more thing that the coronavirus pandemic has ruined for at least some people. Betting on the Super Bowl. The American Gaming Association, the gambling industry's national trade group, released a report yesterday predicting that the number of people planning to make a bet on the big game will decrease this year. That's largely because many people still haven't returned to work settings where office pools and squares pools are often circulated and filled out, as well as the fact that fewer people are planning to make bets at in-person sports books, including casinos and horse tracks. With your Wednesday Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Rick Averett.
The County Falcons outscored Marysville 21-12 in the fourth quarter, held Marysville scoreless from the field in the final eight. Yet the Marysville Bulldogs edged Riley County boys 53-50 in a fight to the finish. Marysville led all the way, double-digit lead, going into the fourth quarter. But again, without a field goal in the final eight, Marysville hits 12 of 22 free throws, paced by Gavin Peachell with 11 points, as the Bulldogs improved to 9-3. Riley County led by Avery Holly, who fouled out late with 16. Connor Holly adds a dozen. Riley County comes out of quarantine after five games to fall to 4-4 on the season. Marysville 53, Riley County 50, the boys' final. Riley County girls win 51-40. They were on top throughout the game, paced by Jesse Brummett with 25 points. Riley County shot 33 free throws on the night. Brummett shot 18 of those. C.J. Rignall in double figures with 11 as the Lady Falcons improved to 8-4. Marysville's Madison Runnebaum with 11 points, and the loss drops Marysville to 4-7. Riley County 51, Marysville 40. Bulldogs back in North Central Kansas League play at Abilene Friday night, at Chapman in a makeup game Saturday afternoon. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Riley County took Marysville 51-40. Abilene over Minneapolis 36-30. Clay Center girls took Chapman 64-12. Concordia beat Pike Valley 54-18. Valley Heights girls downed Hanover 47-43. Frankfort trimmed Blue Valley 63-28. Donovan West girls over Axtell 64-35. Lynn took Washington County 48-46, and Rock Creek over Centralia 45-29. In boys' play, Marysville downed Riley County 53-50. Abilene took Minneapolis 49-31. Clay Center boys downed Chapman 55-45. Concordia beat Pike Valley 80-44. Hanover boys over Valley Heights 57-43. Frankfort trimmed Blue Valley 59-28. Donovan West over Axtell 46-37. Washington County boys took Lynn 71-43. And Rock Creek beat Centralia 45-29.
Expand your indoor garden with the subtle beauty of turtle vine. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This vigorous plant creeps along the soil surface, and the stems eventually cascade over the edge of the container. The one-inch-long leaves are waxy and semi-succulent. The purple stems and undersides of the green leaves adds to its appeal and become more pronounced in cooler temperatures. Grow turtle vine as a hanging basket or in a container set upon a shelf or pedestal to show off its trailing habit. It prefers bright light and moderately dry soil. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil start to dry. Don't let the plant sit in excess water that collects in the saucer. This can lead to yellow leaves, root rot, and plant death. Trim the plant regularly to encourage denser, more compact growth, and use the trimmings to start new plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Was Mr. Smith really deaf? That answer perhaps depends on who you ask. And the reason we don't know that answer has a lot to do with Mr. Smith's important role in history. His story and his county is our topic for this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
As Joe Rogers explains, there is something many of the counties in western Texas have in common.
When all of the counties more or less west of San Antonio were drawn up and created and named in 1875, they used names of early Texas heroes.
And here in Joe's home of Hereford, Texas, the county is named for a man with an intriguing name.
So we drew Deaf Smith, but no, he was never in the county.
So Deaf Smith County is named for one of the heroes of the Texas Revolution, Deaf Smith, which of course leads people to ask, was Mr. Smith, in fact, deaf? And if so, how did he overcome that challenge during the war? Well, Joe says there's a story behind that as well.
He was bilingual. His greatest fame was that he was a spy for the Texas Republic, and that he could, being bilingual, Spanish and English, and probably a little bit of Cajun French, that being a kind of a traitor down here, that he could listen to all of their thing, and by pretending he was deaf, he could even hear anymore because people didn't know he was listening.
Born Erastus Smith in 1787 in New York State, his family moved to the Deep South just ahead of his teenage years. He settled in Mexican-held Texas in 1821. Smith is regarded as a Texas hero for his work as a spy, as Joe noted. Some say he was in fact deaf, the result of a childhood disease. But how much of that physical challenge was simply legend or a ploy to capture the secrets of others, perhaps we will never know. Joe says there's still a lot to learn about the namesake for this county.
If you follow some of the stories, he could have been kind of the prototype Texas Ranger. A lot of myth and legend about the man.
He's been called the most famous scout and spy in Texas's war for independence. He died at the age of 50 and was buried in Richmond, Texas, although his exact burial spot has now been lost to time. Traveling the countryside in Deaf Smith County, Hereford, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Trees are living works of art. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Growing bonsai takes daily attention, time, and patience, but you'll be rewarded by it for years to come as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
As we work to get through these times together,
you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Bonsai plants are miniature trees grown in pots and considered a living art form. They can be any plant with a woody stem and tree-like structure. Dave Bogan owns a business called Bogan's Bonsai in Indiana. He says dwarfing the size of a tree involves what's growing both above and below the soil.
The training is not just only in the top or the shape of it. It's the training of the root system so it gets finer. Most people want to say it takes about 10 years to really create a proper bonsai, and that is getting a better root system as well as developing the top and developing the top into a certain shape or look that we want, or the density of the shape.
Roots are trained by the soil they grow in, which is a special mix where the particles are about a quarter inch in size. This creates a lot of airspace within the soil, and over time, the root system will naturally become finer and finer. Creating the top shape of a bonsai plant requires pruning and wiring the branches.
Every branch on a tree will become wired so that we can move it and adjust its location. Depending on the species, after a couple of months or even a year, we remove the wire and the branches will stay in those locations. Some trees will be wired numerous times over a several-year period. It's very much so an ongoing training experience for the plant.
Bonsai require daily care, paying attention to the amount of water they need and controlling their growth to maintain the perfect shape. Bogan says they should also be kept outside because many species need a period of cold dormancy in order to survive. Learn more about bonsai gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Yeah.
honest conversation with yourself about finances is difficult enough. But add your parents to the mix and you've got a whole new element to consider. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It isn't easy to discuss finances with your aging parents, but it's an important conversation to have so everyone in your family feels a sense of peace as life unfolds. Not having these discussions can actually create tough challenges. Should an unforeseen life event happen, or maybe someone in the family suddenly becomes unable to make their own decisions. And with that, I bring you a little encouragement today. Simple steps like picking the right time to meet, preparing ahead of time, and being respectful of everyone involved will make the process far easier. You might also want to consider working with a financial professional. They can serve as a third-party source and help your family navigate these conversations in a controlled and productive way.
We'll talk about a new cloud-based farm and ranch accounting system today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The team behind the popular FarmWorks accounting software back in the 1990s has introduced a new cloud-based farm accounting system called Traction. Co-founder and marketing director of Traction Ag, Brian Stark.
It's no longer about desktop software, which is why we started Traction. So it is a new company, but with familiar faces and a familiar team.
Stark says the Auburn, Indiana-based company was started to fill a need by farmers to be able to access their accounting system from anywhere.
Nobody was really focusing on farm accounting that's cloud-based, that will integrate the records to the fields and to the livestock and give you the profit centers from a field-by-field or a crop-by-crop basis.
Stark says Traction combines the features farmers want and need in one complete package.
It's a bit of FarmWorks, a bit of QuickBooks, and then it's our own secret recipe that we've heard for years that people wanted that maybe some other systems couldn't provide. It's all come together into one system.
Stark says the company will be phasing in new features in the months ahead and is currently offering a free 30-day trial for the product. Learn more at TractionAg.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The early soybean harvest is underway in Brazil. It's getting off to a slow start compared to last year. Dr. Michael Cordonier is president of Soybean and Corn Advisor Incorporated. After a dry growing season, he says things have turned wet in Brazil.
Brazil, as of late last week, was 1.9% harvested for soybeans, and that compares to last year when it was 9% harvested. They've only harvested, just as of late last week, 2.5 million tons of soybeans, and that was the lowest amount in 10 years. So it is definitely slow. The big state, Mato Grosso, is only 4% harvested. That's like 20 points behind last year. The second biggest state, Paraná, only 1 or 2% harvested, and that's like 20 points behind last year as well. So it's definitely off to a slow start.
He says the slow start to Brazilian harvest and exporters is good news for United States soybean shippers. He says the challenge is the United States stocks are very tight.
We're going to be very short on soybeans. In fact, there's already talk about soybeans being imported into the southeastern U.S. because we won't have enough to make it to the new crop when it gets harvested. So the way I look at it this way, the supply situation is so tight, we need a couple record crops of soybeans back to back. Now, Brazil's going to have a record crop this year, but not as big as what we thought, you know, a couple months ago. And then we need a record crop here in the United States this summer, then another record in South America a year from now. If we don't get back-to-back-to-back records, this carrier is going to stay very tight, and prices are going to stay strong.
Gordonier says he is anticipating 191 million tons of soybeans in South America compared to 189 million last year. At the beginning of the growing season, industry experts anticipated a 10 to 13 million ton increase in South America over last season. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorento, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for, or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Corn and wheat export sales jumped higher week to week, while soybean sales dropped. USDA saying corn sales to overseas buyers the last 7 days and into January 21st came in 1.85 million metric tons, up 29% from the previous week, 61% from the prior four-week average. Japan, the biggest buyer of corn, purchasing 695,000 metric tons, followed by Mexico, then Colombia. Wheat sales rose 15% over the previous week, 380,500 tons, 13% higher than a four-week average. China buying 130,000 metric tons of wheat. Mexico coming in at number two. Japan number three. South Korea four. The Philippines in fifth. Soybean sales did slip 74% for the prior week at 466,000 metric tons, 45% below the four-week average. Of course, China, the biggest buyer, 322,000 metric tons. Mexico in second place. The National Farm Machinery Show and Championship Tractor Pull moving now February 16th to 19th of 2022. Well, the ongoing uncertainty surrounding COVID led to show management to make that decision to postpone all those events until next year. The National Farm Machinery Show, held every year at the Kentucky Expo Center, the largest indoor farm show in the country. 12 million square feet of sold-out exhibit space show a key player in the global ag industry, featuring the most comprehensive display of equipment, service, and technology. And that championship tractor pull, by the way, draws more than 70,000 fans in person and online from nearly every corner of the world. They say they're looking forward to welcoming everybody back in 2022. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers Cooperative would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to our customers for your business. We've served producers for over 117 years and continue to look for ways to help your farming operation succeed. Farmers Cooperative is here for your grain, agronomy, precision ag, feed, tire, lubricants, and energy needs. Visit us online at myfarmerscoop.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
natural tires take a beating. Keeping up with regular inspections and making sure the tires are in good condition will help them last longer. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Tires play a huge role in how your farm machinery performs. These machines are out in the dirt, mud, and snow year-round, so it's important to give them regular inspections. Look for cracks or cuts in the sidewalls, make sure nuts and bolts are tight, and the tire pressure is correct. Underinflated tires can increase fuel costs, tire wear, and downtime. Brad Harris is the manager of Global Field Engineering for Firestone Ag. He says tires that are too flat can also do some serious damage to the cords and fabrics inside the tires.
It's just like taking a piece of wire. If we bend it too many times, it comes apart, and that's what's happening. And if we run on underinflated tires, we overflex them, causing damage to the internal construction, and then it won't be able to hold the air, or it'll start coming apart, and then we're investing money in putting new tires on that piece of equipment.
Also, check the tread. Harris says if they're less than about 20% of the original tread or skid depth, it may be time to think about new tires.
On dry years, having that 20% skid, we're fine. It's when we get into those wetter, stickier conditions, when we have less tread than that, then we start losing that traction in the field and we can get stuck. So we look at the spec of the tire, what it's supposed to be. If we don't have more than 20%, let's talk to our dealer and start planning on putting new rubber on that piece of equipment.
If you notice uneven wear in your tires, it may be a result of improper inflation or a sign that the tires need to be rotated. Check with your owner's manual for recommendations. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tire tips at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, plus signs all around now for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. March soybeans up 14 and a quarter at 1369 and a quarter. May beans up 14 and a half at 1365 and a quarter. Soybean meal doing very well. March is up 750 at 435.50. May's up 730 at 432.80. March bean oil 11 points lower at 44.21. May's down 10 points at 43.52. So the soy oil not faring so well here on Wednesday, but the meal and the beans themselves doing quite nicely. Kansas City wheat slow to come around, but now on a big rally. March KC wheat up 6.5 at 625.5. May is up 7 at 629. Corn doing well. March corn is at 548.75. That's up 5.75. May is at 545.75. That's up 3.5. All the back months are good. So right now, corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat all doing nicely. Now, on the other hand, the livestock complex is showing some signs of weakness. February live cattle down 12 at 115.85. April down 7 at 112. Make that 122.45. The back months are still green, though. March feeder cattle down 35 at 138.77. April feeders down 12 at 142.12. So we've got issues with cattle. Hogs have bounced back up. February hogs up 50 at 72.05. April lean hogs up 72 at 78.80. So mixed numbers across the livestock complex. Cotton is up. March cotton up 12 points at 80.81. May's up 16 points at 82.21. Energy's markets looking pretty good. March crude oil is up 88 cents at 55.64. We're seeing plus signs with unleaded gas and heating oil as well. Natural gas is tracking just a bit lower. February gold up $4.30 currently at $1,834.80. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Cattle producers, make one trip to Valley Vet Supply for all your calving equipment. Get great prices on Ratchapole and Dr. Frank's calf pullers. Check out the calf resuscitator kit and other OB accessories. When you warm up and dry off those newborn calves with a Roy L Heat calf warmer, you'll wonder how you got along without it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Supply.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Hey everybody, this is Brighton Stahl, and this next one is my brand new single, Two Steppin' Heart, right here on KNDY.
I was backstage packing up my six string. She said, do you dance as good as you sing? I turned around, and to my surprise, I said no, but I sure can try. I knew I had a rhythm, but I didn't understand how this all worked or why she still held my hand. I stepped on her boots, she smiled. Follow my lead. I four-stepped right into stepped right into her two-stepping heart. The look in her eyes told me right from the start.
Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through 7 decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.